Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Are you over your stubborn belly fat? Do you wish you could get the fat out in half a day without the risk of being put under or a heavy surgical fee? Go to 805lipo.com and check out Dr. Adrian Lara's incredible deal for HD liposuction. It's 100% customer recommended and performed by a Harvard-trained surgeon, voted favorite med spa 2 years in a row by VC Star. So what are you waiting for? Go to 805lipo.com before the offer expires.
Oh, baby.
Welcome to The Brighter Side of Recovery, Families and Couples in Crisis, sponsored by Soba Recovery Center. Finally, a radio show that not only tackles the brighter side of addiction, recovery, mental health, and anything in life that you are recovering from, but also a show with the answers for family, friends, and those who love an addict. Hosted by award-winning radio show host and motivational leader, Kim Pagano. Sherry Gaba, a psychotherapist and certified recovery coach. Tune in for The Brighter Side of Recovery on The Kim Pagano Show from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. They bring you the experts, authors, and professionals that speak to the issues that are important to you, the listener. Give them the questions and they will bring you the solutions to whatever you are recovering from. And now, here's Ventura County's radio show host, Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone. And when I say welcome back, I say because we have two morning shows that are from 6 to 8 every Saturday. And, of course, this is our recovery show sponsored by SOBA. And, of course, Sherry Gaba is my co-host here. How you doing, Sherry?
Great. It's my favorite day to do radio.
There you go. Thank you so much. Gosh, we've got a great show for you today. And, of course, we talk about and we tackle the brighter side of addiction and recovery and mental health. And we, well, hopefully, we're finding some answers for the families. And I know that I had a couple texts from my listeners out there. In fact, I need to share those with Sherry. but I'm trying to find places that can help you. And so if you are out there and you have a family member or you have somebody that's really having a hard time, we want to hear from you. I want to try and find you some resources to help out. And of course, that's what Sherry does too. She's a great therapist. And you talk about, you know, anything that you need, right, as you're recovering or to get into recovery.
I mean, recovery is one of my specialties. Of course, I do other things too, trauma, addiction, depression, anxiety. I do some recovery coaching. But the most important thing is we want to be the resource center for you. We want to provide resources for whatever stage your loved one's at. Maybe it's someone that has some long-term recovery but needs a tune-up, or maybe it's somebody that actually needs to find treatment. And we're here to help you. This show is sponsored by Sober Recovery Center. We have probably 10 centers throughout the country.
Wow, that's awesome.
Here to serve you. And so there is a center for your loved one.
Right. Tom, you want to talk about some of our things that we have advertisers and sponsors too. And of course, we love to give back to our listeners. And again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. That's 419-0008. We'd love to have some of these shared with you. And all you have to do is call us and leave us your name and your number and what you're interested in. And when you call, ask to be part of our newsletter that goes out every single week. We actually have a special recovery letter that goes out, and that's got all of our resources and sponsors on it. So we'd love to share that with you. So, Tom?
We do have Pete's Breakfast House. Have a hearty breakfast with the freshest ranch eggs and farm produce in town. That's at 2055 East Main Street, Ventura, Midtown Cafe. Grab a local organic beverage or maybe a pastry on your way to work at 2991 Loma Vista Road, Ventura. Along with that, we have a little sugar for your hubby, and that is Rolling Pin Donuts, located on Las Posas Road in Camarillo. The Urbane Cafe for a healthy gourmet brunch. They're located at 4960 Telephone Road, Ventura. Rubicon Theater's American premiere of Extras, produced by Foro Shakespeare of Mexico City, plays through May 1st on East Main Street, Ventura. We also have your carpets. That's right. You can get those carpets deep cleaned with Done-Right Carpet Care. And finally, rejuvenate with a one-night stay and breakfast for two at the Ventura Beach Marriott on East Harbor Boulevard. A whole lot of fun.
There you go. And let's just start with that rejuvenate for one night stay and breakfast or two at the Ventura Beach Marriott on East Harbor Boulevard. We would love to share that with a few people in there. So let's just get that out there. And we're taking names right now at 805-419-0008. All right. Well, I want to talk about our first guest. And our first guest this afternoon is Lisa Fredrickson. We're going to be talking about secondhand drinking recovery, helping families affected by loved ones drinking. And usually that's how it kind of happens, you know, is somebody in our house is doing what they're not, you know, they have no respect for anybody else there, right? And they don't really know that they're bothering everybody because they think it's just their deal. But yet it's so affected by the whole family. And how do you put a stop to that? What do we do? So hopefully today Lisa will be joining us and kind of give us some insight on that. Lisa, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you. Nice to be here.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Tell us a little bit about yourself and, of course, secondhand drinking.
Sure.
Recovery.
Last year, I celebrated 34 years recovery from eating disorders, anorexia and bulimia, two that I grappled with from 16 to 28. And then I also celebrated 12 years recovery from secondhand drinking, which is what I refer to as the negative impacts of loved ones' drinking behaviors. And I've been grappling with those for, well, almost four decades. And it was delving into that part that I started to finally understand that even though I'd learned to re-eat, I hadn't really dealt with some of the underlying issues that can make coping with someone who has drinking behaviors, and that's caused when the chemical and the ethyl alcohol changes the way the brain cells talk to one another, which then changes the way their brain works. Instead, you're thinking it's the real person or the real person coming out and trying to rationalize or understand or make sense of those behaviors. I guess that's the same as understand. But and so it's slowly you start to change yourself as you're engaging with these behaviors that absolutely are so, as you said in the opening, destructive.
So, Lisa, did you have an this is Sherry. Hi, Lisa.
Yeah. Hi, Sherry.
Nice,
how are you?
Great. Nice talking to you again.
Thank you.
Did you have an emotional bottom? Did you, you know, we talk about the bottom that an addict has. Did you have some kind of bottom that said, you know, I really need to look at this secondhand drinking, you know?
I sure did.
I know for me it was waking up. I, you know, when I realized that I was suddenly, you know, not in that slumber anymore and I was actually feeling things. I was no longer numb to what was happening around me. That was my wake-up call. What about you?
Mine happened when one of my loved ones entered a treatment program, and that plunged me into the world of being called an enabler and a codependent, and this was a disease and that the family needed help. And because I had learned to re-eat and you didn't need alcohol the way you needed food to survive, it had never made sense to me. But to your point, by that time, I was just so angry and frustrated and filled with resentments and just done. So because it had a wonderful family program, that's when I started to, okay, whatever you tell me to do, I'll do. And so I started attending Al-Anon and as many family programs as I could. Long after my loved one left treatment, I kept going to those. And then I did therapy on my own with somebody who understood the family side of this and then delved into this emerging research that talked about addiction as a brain disease and why it was and what happens to the people who love people who have this disease and don't understand what it is they're dealing
with.
Wow.
Lisa, congratulations, first of all. I really want to say, I want to start with that because that's a big thing. There was a few things there. And I've never heard it called secondhand drinking. I've always heard secondhand smoking, secondhand, you know, but secondhand drinking because it, and I want to clarify this. So that wasn't your top problem, I guess I would say. Is that right?
Well, it was because I hadn't dealt with it all along in those 40 years that I've been dealing with various loved ones' drinking behaviors, kind of limping along thinking, well, it's not that bad, or they all the excuses basically that we make around someone's behaviors that are caused when the ethyl alcohol chemical changes brain function, not understanding that and that it wasn't it was a brain compromise with alcohol, so if they couldn't control how they behaved, I certainly couldn't control, but I didn't understand that, so I kept going at it, trying to, you know, get it to stop, get it to change. And, oh, my gosh, I can't even tell you how many deals were made.
And you mentioned rage and resentment and anger. How do we shift those feelings? Because those are strong emotions that people experience when they are a loved one of someone that drinks or uses, or someone that is also maybe an addict but has somebody in their life that's an addict.
That's often true. The first book I wrote in this area was called If You Love Me, You'd Stop, because that's what I believed. If they loved me enough, they would stop this. And so to shift the rage was to understand this 21st century brain research that explains why addiction is a brain disease, whether it's to drugs, alcohol, or other drugs, and how it develops. People are not born alcoholics. I mean, when you understand the key risk factors for how a person develops addiction, it explains so much about your loved one that you're going, oh, my gosh, given what they went through, and then when they started drinking, the alcohol works differently in their brain because of those risk factors, holy smokes, it's no wonder they developed the disease. So then you can start to go, oh, my gosh, well, they were doing the best they could with what they understood, and I was doing the best I could with what I understood, because the raging and all the blaming and shaming isn't a very good thing either. There's no excuse for that. So it was sort of like, oh, my gosh, now this explains we both were doing the best we could with what we knew at the time, which was about zero. So that's how I could forgive them and forgive myself.
And what about some tips? Because, you know, I had somebody come in to see me recently, and all I had to say to her, and just a reminder, a gentle, compassionate reminder that today's a good day, because she future trips a lot. She worked. Mm-hmm. She has a partner that's a binge drinker, and so she's always worried about the future. And all I mean, again, and it's no magic. I mean, it's nothing special that I said, but all I did say was, today's a good day. Today he's sober, so let's enjoy today. So What are some, you know, simple...
That's a great point, because so many of us look at all of the negative stuff instead of saying, being mindful about the moment, right?
Well, it's a traumatic disease. You know, when you have a loved one that is an addict, you are traumatized. So it's easy to have those flashbacks, those fears, to live in the future, live in the past. But there are tips and tools, and I'd love to get into those, that we can use to just stay in the moment.
Yeah, let's talk about that. I do want to remind anybody that is just joining us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. And, of course, we're here from 2 to 3. Sherry Gaba is a licensed therapist, and she deals with, guys, so many things, but addiction. If you are needing any help in that category, or you just need somebody to talk to and kind of balance off of who you are, kind of like get your feet back in plant of life, give out your number.
Oh, thank you. 818-756-3338. 818-756-3338. Or they can email me at Sherry, Sherry, at sgabatherapy.com. That's Sherry, Sherry, at sgabatherapy.com.
All right, and of course, and we're talking with Lisa Fredrickson. Lisa, can you stay on with us? We need to take a quick break with all our great advertisers and sponsors. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, I would love to do a giveaway. And of course, Done Right Carpet Care. He had a really interesting story. And it's like, you know what? If you could just get your carpets cleaned and kind of clean up your life, that might be something that can really change. At least a great start right there. So we'd love to give some of those carpet cleaning away. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Rubicon Theater is Ventura County's premier destination for professional theater. Join the Kim Pagano Show at the first main stage performance of 2016. Extras, playing April 13th through May 1st in Ventura's downtown cultural district. In this hilarious comedy, a Hollywood film crew arrives in a small border town in California to shoot a movie, wreaking havoc on the fragile ecosystem. The Beecher Brothers play all the characters, starlet, director, and the locals on the set. To purchase tickets, visit www.rubicontheater.org or call 805-667-2900. That's 805-667-2900. Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic Dentistry. Holistic Dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings, with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park, schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233. Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Did you know that the number one killer of babies is premature birth? In the U.S., 1 in 10 babies are born too soon, and in early birth may have lifelong health problems. Help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects by supporting our local March of Dimes event. Get a team together, fundraise, and walk at this year's Ventura County March for Babies, taking place at Caneo Creek North Park in Thousand Oaks, Saturday, May 14th. We need your help to give every baby a fighting chance. Sign up today at marchforbabies.org.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. I do want to give out something. And we have Elite Theater tickets. And of course, we've got Men of Tortuga playing. And that starts April 15th through May 15th. And of course, they're located on Victoria. I've got a pair of tickets for you. Call in right now at 805-419. 419-0008, 419-0008. And it's a great destination. We've got Saturday nights at 8 o'clock and Sundays at 2, and I would love to have you check it out. All right. We're talking with Lisa Fred Erickson. We're talking about secondhand drinking recovery and really helping families affected by loved ones drinking. And so, you know, thank you for sharing your journey with us. But what can someone do to protect themselves from secondhand drinking?
One of the key things is to understand how they've been affected, which is through the fight or flight stress response. When you are confronted with the drinking behaviors, you're activating that response system. And when that is activated over and over, so first of all, let me explain that that system was designed in the species to keep us safe from physical danger, so that all this stuff would happen so that we would fight or run faster. For us, you know, people affected by drinking behaviors, activating when it's not a physical danger, but it's an emotional danger, and we start to map the behaviors that kept us safe.
Mm. So basically, and she's so talking about trauma.
Is Kim. To understand that so that we can then understand when we are activated there, because part of the system too was trying to shut down access to the thinking part of the brain so that we didn't take time to ponder, we just reacted. And so, one of the best things we can do to try to help ourselves recover from secondhand drinking is to understand this system, but then to start to realize that what it is when that feeling starts to go, you want to pause for just a moment and go, wait a minute, is this an emergency? Because if not,
I hope you're listening, Kim.
And all that stuff is just backing up and marinating in the body, and that's what manifests that stomach ailments, sleep disorders, migraines, it's just incredible what it does to fight or run.
But the thing is, you make it sound so easy to pause. So that's...
It's not easy.
No.
But the way we start to even become aware to pause is to understand this system activates without thought. We don't decide, I'm going to get stressed now and have this happen.
Your body's on overload.
And so what you try to do is, you know that feeling. We all know that feeling. And just to say, okay, one acronym is HALT, for example. And hungry, that's one of the ways the brain's saying, I need food, I need glucose, so give me some. Angry, anxious, lonely, those are just common feelings that we have all the time throughout our day. So, and then tired is the T. But with the HALT acronym, for example, we can do a quick inventory. Am I angry? Am I anxious? And am I lonely? And not so much that we have to act on the feeling right now, but to accept that, wow, this is a feeling, and it's not necessarily a fact of what triggered it, as a way to just, give yourself time. Another way is it a stick or a snake? And this is a saying from Dr. John Ratty. Because if it's a snake, we activate in the limbic. And a lot of times when we get to this point, seeing anything that looks like a snake, we activate in the limbic. So it's just a phrase to cause you again to pause so that you can tamp down that surging and then take a more reasoned approach to what you're going to do. So understanding that system and then understanding that it's okay to say these behaviors are not, I don't have to accommodate these. But to do that is generally to understand really what addiction is about, how it wires in as a brain disease.
I mean, having this deep understanding that the person we love, their brain is wired differently than us. I mean, just the knowing of that, so that, like I heard you say, Kim, in the beginning, and you said, they're being disrespectful, or they're doing this, or they're doing that. It's not that they're being disrespectful. It's just that their brain is wired differently, and they respond differently. And so we have to learn how to respond to them differently. And maybe you could even give us some tips on how to respond differently to those that are different.
And part of the wiring differently. So the chemicals and drugs and alcohol changes the way the cells talk to one another in the brain, and the brain controls everything we think, feel, say, and do. So those changes is what results in these behaviors. So when we understand that, and we understand what normal or moderate limits are, and we see our loved ones just had 6 beers and know it's going to take 6 hours to get that out of their liver, so that means there's no point in having a conversation while that brain is impaired by the chemicals in the alcoholic beverages. Same token with drugs. Mm-hmm. So we start to shift how we look at what's happening. It's not the real person. it's the person whose brain now is changed by these chemicals. Not only that, if they've crossed the line from use to dependence to addiction, then you set up the cravings, which can be 3 to 5 times stronger than the hardwired instinctual craving to eat food when hungry, or something, for example, or tolerance, because the dopamine, you know, neurotransmitters have been depleted and the receptors are less sensitive. People need more to just get the feeling that they used to get. So that's why they can drink so much that would put somebody who doesn't have the brain disease under the table.
But, you know, you say even the person who's actually drinking or using, I say their brain is different even before they put the drink.
Oftentimes it is, absolutely. The key gateways, if you will, are genetics. Genetics is 40 to 60% of this piece, because people, as you're saying, could be born with lower levels of neurotransmitters that are needed for normal functioning. Mental illness is another one. You see the brain on mental illness and you say, or mental disorders, you go, oh my gosh, no wonder that brain behaves that way. You know, so you're right. I mean, it's the brain is wiring from birth. We're born with about 100 billion brain cells. And if they were wired at birth, we'd come out doing what we do as adults. So wow. There's an expression, neurons that fire together, wire together. So wherever cells start to map as our default behavior. And if it's around how we cope with stress, or if it's around how we cope with drinking behaviors, or how we use alcohol or other drugs to soothe, you know, brain differences. And a particularly critical time of wiring is from 12 to 22 for girls and 24 for guys. So of the people who report addiction, 90% develop it in adolescence. Not develop it, but they started misusing in adolescence, because there's some incredible brain wiring processes occurring then, one of which is pruning and strengthening.
Lisa, is this your first book?
No, I have, I have several, but one of the e-books is called Quick Guide to Addiction Recovery, What Helps, What Doesn't. And then another one is Quick Guide to Secondhand Drinking, The Phenomenon That Affects Millions, because it affects 90 million Americans.
Wow, 90 million.
Think that, oh, okay, they stop drinking and everybody else will be fine. Because, see, it's not just with alcoholism. It's binge drinking, heavy social drinking, alcohol abuse. All of that causes drinking behaviors, because it's more than the liver can
handle. Lisa, you talked about HALT, and it was hungry, angry, lonely.
Lonely and tired.
Yeah, that's a famous saying that they talk a lot about in the 12 steps.
I added the A, anxious, though. Normally it's hungry, angry, anxious. Yeah. Because anxiety is typically what's triggering us.
That's a good one.
The other thing, too, is think. Because you're thinking from the reasoning part of the brain, and when we're reacting like to stress or using substances,
we're not thinking.
From the limbic, that's the reactionary part of the brain. So just a word, think, like stop it, you know, just for a moment.
Yeah, sometimes just labeling something like think, takes the power out of it, you know. Or
breathe is another one, and we give a lot
just
of
using
lip
service
to that. But deep breathing brings the brain something it really needs, which is oxygen. And that, we tend to not breathe very deeply when we're under stress. We're kind of just...
So if
we breathe, we're concentrating on the breath. We're getting the brain the oxygen. And for that moment then, see, that map around the stress response will go right off, just boom, before you think about it, because it was designed to keep the species safe. And so we just have to hold on long enough that the map doesn't take hold. And then we can go, okay, this is that. I don't want to go there. What's realistic here? What can I do?
Wow. Lisa, really interesting. Where do we find out more about you?
My site is breakingthecycles.com, and there's an S on that cycle. Sometimes people leave it off, and then they end up on another site. So it's breakingthecycles.com.
I love that,
this
breaking
was
the
so,
cycles.
This was so informative and so helpful, and just allows us to understand that we're not alone, that this is real. 90 million people
90
are
million.
Struggling.
I know, huh?
Yeah, wow. Lisa, thank you so much. I hope that you share our show with lots of people out there, and we'd love to have
you
back. And
thank
you for the insight. All right, we are going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Barbara E. Savin, and we're going to be talking about gentle energy touch. And I'm going to be excited to be talking about that, too. We would love to give something away, and I have, let's see here, how about some Rubicon Theater tickets? And of course, they're going to be having an American premiere of Extras, and that starts May 1st. So I'd love to get some tickets and some names on that to be able to go and check that out. So call us. 805-419-0008, 419-0008. When you call, ask to be on our newsletter so that we can get you, so you can find out about all these great guests that we have here. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
What's wrong with the world, mama? People living like.
Waking up to your aliveness is what Sherry Gaba teaches her clients in person, by phone, or through Skype. Sherry teaches you how to live a life filled with harmony, peace, joy, and purpose, with real tools to change anything in your life, whether it's a relationship, career, financial abundance, anxiety, depression, or any addiction, whether it's alcohol, food, even obsessive love, or the internet. Sherry is a licensed psychotherapist and a certified transformation and recovery coach. Call Sherry at 818-756-3338. Email her at sherry@sgabatherapy.com and check out her website at www.sherrygaba.com. Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, granite, quartz, porcelain, marble, and travertine tile and slabs. Their granite slabs and prefab countertop liquidation sale has been extended through March. They're offering up to 75% off on slabs and prefab countertops in Slab Yard with travertine and porcelain starting at just $149 per square foot. Call them today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1567. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit them online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. They'll help you make your dream home a reality. The Elite Theater Company has been entertaining, educating, and enriching its audiences since 1994. Their new venue at Channel Islands Harbor, Fisherman's Wharf, provides a unique and marvelous space for high-quality, live productions that bring together local talents of both amateur and professional performers. Come catch the Elite Series main stage show, Men of Tortuga, a comedy thriller that tells a compelling story of greed, power, bourbon, and barbarism, playing April 15th through May 15th. To find out more and to purchase tickets to their upcoming productions, call 805-483-5118. That's 805-483-5118. Or visit www.elitetheater.org. Mark your calendars for the 5th annual California Jazz and Wine Fest on Sunday, April 17th at the Four Seasons in Westlake Village. The festival will feature two stages of live jazz, plus wine, microbrew, boutique spirit, and gourmet food tasting. Shop an assortment of local artisans. VIPs will enjoy early admission and valet parking. To purchase tickets, go to californiajazzwine.com. 100% of the net proceeds are donated to Children's Hospital Los Angeles and the other local nonprofits through 501c3, Sunrise Rotary Foundation. Kim Pagano Show is proud to be a sponsor. A great event for a great cause. Join us. That's Sunday, April 17th. To purchase tickets, go to californiajazzwine.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Recovery. I'm Kim. I'm here with Sherry Gaba and, of course, Tom. And I do want to, you know, open up our phone lines. And, of course, the phone number here is 805-419-0008. You know, we're here to help. We're here to find resources for you and for your family. And so we'd love to hear from you. I do would like to introduce our next guest, Barbara Savin. And we're going to be talking about gentle energy touch. Barbara, are you there?
Yes. How are you, Kim?
I'm great. Thank you. How are you doing?
Oh, wonderful.
Good.
It's a beautiful day here in California.
There you go. So let me ask you a question. Is this your first book?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
congratulations. Yes. Okay,
thank
great.
You.
So tell us a little bit about yourself and your healing and why you wrote this book.
Well, you know, I was born in Coney Island in Brooklyn, mm-hmm. and my grandma was a healer. And I, growing up with my grandma up until the age of 18, I've always had intuition, you know, and energy and healing abilities just like she. And when she passed away, I, at that time, didn't want to know about it anymore. And for many, many years thereafter, I closed down to my ability to heal not just myself, but to help others.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing how, you know, someone comes into your life and then all of a sudden you get back to where you're supposed to be. And what was happening is I was actually diagnosed with crippling arthritis, chronic fatigue, migraine headaches. And all of that was because, you know, I was very sad that my grandma passed away right before my high school graduation. And also, I began disbelieving in God because of the fact that she passed away on my very important day, and decided I wasn't going to do this anymore. And then my body was breaking down so severely that someone had reintroduced me to healing, and then it brought back all the memories of what I used to do as a child, and then began slowly getting back into it and completely cured myself of migraines, chronic fatigue, and crippling arthritis.
Hi.
And
this is Sherry. Hi, Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love this work that you do. I wonder, as a licensed therapist, how does someone add this to their practice? Because I would love to do this kind of work with people, but it's, you're not really allowed to touch anyone. So is part of this, is it all touch therapy, or is some of it stuff that you can do with someone that you talk them through? Like, could you even do an exercise with us on the radio today?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, I call it gentle energy touch because it is a gentle energy. It can be touch. It may not be touch. It all depends on the session. I do teach energy healing workshops, which teaches you how to do this. And, you know, getting back to your original question, I wrote the book so that people can read it, and it's very simple on how to do this for yourself. And not just that, we need more healers in this world because of everything that is going on, you know. And we have the ability to be able to help ourselves heal.
Well, I believe everything is energy. I am a big proponent of Peter Levine's work, Waking the Tiger, Somatic Experiencing. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm sure you're familiar with him, getting the energy out so that you can, get rid of those blocks, move through those blocks. You've got to discharge that old energy. So is that what this kind of energy healing is, removing
exactly.
old blocks?
Removing, you could say getting those issues out of your tissues.
Oh, I love that.
Because, you know, the energy centers, our chakras, it's an incredible database. But, it actually holds all the memories from childhood all the way up until now.
So true.
And so the whole essence, the whole purpose of my energy work is to help you see and help you get rid of those challenges that are making you ill.
So what chakra would be the chakra of addiction? If there was going to be a chakra for recovery and addiction and
usually
recovery.
I would have to say that the root and then the sacral chakra.
And where are those areas?
Right. The root is all about, you know, belief patterns, family. And sometimes, you know, we are addicted to certain things because our family members may have been alcoholics. So that area there, that sense of security, the ability to provide actually for our life necessities, to stand up for yourself, that's all that area. And then when you come up more, which is the sacral, that's all about fear of being controlled. It's all addiction.
Oh, that's a big one, the control.
Right. Financial loss, being abandoned. So when those two energy centers are congested, that's when people fall into illness, whether it's a physical illness or a mental or an emotional illness.
So the root chakra is the one that's the bottom of your back, right above your buttocks, right?
Right. It's the base of the spine.
Base. That's a better way to say it.
Yeah.
Right,
above
that,
your
yeah,
butt.
The
base,
spine,
base of your spine.
Sorry about that. I didn't say that right.
Although it's okay.
And then
actually, the root chakra is the foundation of emotional and mental health.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'd love to do an exercise with our
root chakra. Yeah, could we do that? Could you guide us through some kind of an exercise right now?
Well, what I could do for everyone is actually ground, have you feel grounded.
Yeah. We want to be grounded.
Because, you know, when we are grounded, what grounding does, it's like a tree with its roots dug deep into the earth, you know, keeping us grounded, balanced, and connected so that when the storms come along, you know, we may sway a little bit, but we won't topple.
Hmm.
And what grounding does, it actually gathers all of your energy, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. And then it helps actually, it calms your thoughts, and it actually brings about inner harmony and balance. So many of my clients that I see here at the, you know, California Health Longevity Institute in the Four Seasons.
Are you in Westlake?
Oh, yeah, I'm in Westlake.
I knew you sounded familiar.
Okay, that's right.
My God,
I forgot.
You could have
right.
come in.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, we want you to come in next
time,
will you?
Yeah, you're coming in. You're coming in. I knew the name.
Yeah,
I just thought
I forgot about that. You were right there. Okay, cool.
I'm right here. And I also work across the street, actually, over at the Mind, Body, Spirit Center for Dr. Sharon Norland. You probably know her also.
Yes, we do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm in both facilities for 10 years. I've been here for a very long time.
Wow.
Wait, what is the other facility besides the Mind, Body, Spirit Center?
Oh, it's the California Health and Longevity Institute located in the Four Seasons.
In the Four Seasons.
Yeah, I knew that I knew your name, and I didn't know where I knew your name. I'm a therapist in Westlake Village.
And I do hair in Westlake.
And I'm in the same building as the Mind, Body, Spirit Center.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I'm in Suite 202.
Oh, my God.
So we'll have funny.
Incredible.
Okay,
yeah,
you guys,
we all
right?
know each other.
Okay, so ground us.
Okay, so, all right, so what I'd like you to do is just uncross your arms and uncross your legs and just sit back, you know, straight up in your chair, okay? And then just become aware of your breath. Take a nice, slow, deep breath in. And slowly exhale. Take a nice, slow, deep breath in. And slowly exhale. And again, take a nice, slow, deep breath in. And as you exhale into peaceful relaxation. And just continue to just breathe and relax. That's right. Just breathe. And visualize now roots coming from the soles of your feet, moving all the way down into the center of the earth. And feel that connection to Mother Earth, grounding you, centering you, and balancing your energy. And then slowly feel those energies of Mother Earth coming all the way up through those roots, moving into your body. And as you just breathe, relax, truly feel that connection to Mother Earth. When you are ready, you may open your
I feel so much calmer.
Right.
Are those meditations in the book? Can you find those meditations in the book?
I do have a meditation, yes, in the book. It's a little different, but it is in the book. And I talk all about grounding because it's so important that we do understand the benefits of grounding.
Barbara, how many times should you do that? I mean, a day? Do you have to, you know, how long does it last?
Sometimes I see many clients, so I usually, I do it the first thing in the morning when I get up. What I do many a times, and I'll give you a little energy clearing technique here. When I'm in the shower, I visualize the shower as cleansing rain. And in a sweeping motion downward, I just ask God, without any religion associated with it, to just clear my energy and send anything that is unwanted down the drain with love and light and healing. And then at that moment, I just then visualize roots coming from the soles of my feet so that I'm grounded. And then I actually step into a bubble of protective light. And then I'm good to go for so many hours. And what that happens, what that does for you is it allows all the love energy to come in and go out, but it does not allow anything that is unwanted to affect your aura, so that you're able to stay within your own energy throughout the course of the day.
What about using aromatherapy with this work? Because I've been doing a little of that with my clients, some guided meditation with aromatherapy, and I find that it helps open up even more energy centers.
Yes, I use lavender for myself. So and there's so many other kinds, but aromatherapy definitely works also. You can utilize that. You don't necessarily have to do that technique in the shower. You can just visualize, cleansing rain, just washing, over you, cleansing those energies. But then you would send it down to Mother Earth with love and light and healing instead of the drain.
So what is it about us that, we listen to something like this today and it's feel really good, and then, like, tomorrow will come and we'll forget all about it? In other words, not that you're not interesting, but we get lazy. We don't take the time to consciously choose to relax and breathe. What
exactly
is that?
Exactly. And, we get all in the hustle bustle of every day. But I tell everyone, put a note on your cell phone. We have so much, incredible technology today that it can remind you, ground yourself if you're feeling out of sorts. Breathe, relax. I feel the cell phones are great as a reminder.
That's a great idea. I know that I do that sometimes suggest to people. I don't always do it, which I should.
I know.
It's gratitude.
Yeah.
So it could be like the two G's, the grounding and the gratitude reminder for the day.
Yes. It's so important.
Gigi.
when I wake up every morning, and the minute I open my eyes, I say, thank you, God, that my eyes are open and I have another day.
Three G's, grounding, God, and
gratitude.
Gratitude.
It's so important that, not everybody believes in God. I mean,
right.
There are other,
of course.
And that's fine.
Higher power, whatever your higher power is,
whatever you feel is right for you is what you should do for you and not force anyone's, will onto someone else.
Right. So, Barbara, how many people have you healed? And I kind of want to just talk about that for a second. You said you healed yourself, correct?
Yes, I did heal myself.
And have you healed anybody else? And what do your patients come in for, your clients?
Let me just say one thing. I do not heal anyone. The energy helps them heal. I'm just that little plug-in, you could say.
Okay.
The energy comes through me and to them.
Okay.
And then they make, they set an intention for themselves, what they feel they need healing. And then, of course, we talk about the energy centers and many other things. I've seen thousands of clients. I've been doing this for a very long time. Some of my clients come in, addiction's a big one. Addiction to sugar, to alcohol, to marijuana, to Facebook, to the phone. The addiction is unbelievable.
So tell me, what is some of your cases with addiction? What have you actually seen happen?
I've seen people drink one or two bottles of wine each night to drinking nothing. Because they've made the choice to change, because that's what all this is about. You need to want to change in order to change.
And would they need to come to see you many times to make these changes, or they can come in one time? I mean, I think it's obviously a program, meetings, other things that people need to do. It's a multi approach to sobriety. But how many sessions, or what would that look like?
Yeah, it depends on the addiction. So I have clients that are addicted to sugar, And I would say maybe two or three sessions, that addiction now has disappeared. They have no desire because they know it's poison to their body and they want to live a long life with their family and friends and children or grandchildren. So, you know, it's about them wanting to get off of that situation. It depends. Some clients see me on a weekly basis. I have clients that come, you know, once a month. I have clients that just come for tune-ups, maybe two or three times a year.
Okay.
So, yeah, you know, I stay in touch with them because it's very important that I know that what I have done for them is helping them.
And then teaching them to do it for themselves, I would hope, you know, teaching them how to go home and do these healing you know, journeys with themselves.
Yeah, and not only that, is it more like if you've gone through trauma, is that something that you can use the healing with?
Yes, and I had a situation happen to me when I was young. I was molested, and it actually, because I needed to let go, I needed not just to forgive that person, but I needed to stop blaming myself and to forgive me.
You needed to let go of that energy that was related to that trauma, for sure.
To the trauma. So it's so important that we do that for ourselves. Otherwise, you know, what's happened yesterday, we can't not change.
But what if someone doesn't know what that trauma is? You know, I'm not saying, I mean, some people just, they're holding stuff in their bodies and it could be just be so much trauma, they don't even know which trauma it is.
Well, I have clients that see me, you know, for energy healing. They know something is wrong, but they don't know what it is. And all that matters is that feeling finally leaves. Many times, sometimes we don't know what the problem is. We don't know what happened to us from child, you know, as a child.
Right.
But all that matters is that whatever that energy is associated with, we need it to leave. And so that's where I, you know, energetically, we need to clear the root chakra and the sacral and then put them back in their power, and that's where the solar plexus is. And then, of course, they need to learn to love themselves again, be able to communicate and listen to that gut feeling that tells them, actually, whether to do something or not.
Wow. And so when somebody comes in as your patient, do you call them a patient or a client?
I call them clients.
Okay. So when they come in and you sit down with them, do you find out what's going on in their life, or what's blocking them, or how do you work?
I, you know, intuitively can feel energetically where there is a blocking.
Oh, wow.
And then I then ask certain questions based on what I'm feeling.
Mm.
The whole key is for them to trust you.
Right.
And to know that they can really open up and really pour their heart out to you.
Wow.
So,
and does this work with pain also? Like, I know someone that's really struggling with shoulder pain.
Oh, yeah, because many times the shoulder pain is, it's pain in the shoulder, but the pain is actually coming from another area of the body.
Really?
Yeah, it's referred pain, correct?
Excuse me?
Referred pain?
I've never heard of that.
Yeah,
well,
a referred pain.
No, I've never heard of that.
Oh, really? Because, yeah, you're holding pain in something else, but it's referring to your shoulder, but it could be.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, many a time it's associated with somewhere else in the body.
That's interesting.
And then it's coming there. Like stress, for instance, you know, is many times we feel we have the weight on our shoulders, and our shoulders are really, you know, weighing us down. But for the most part, it would be the sacral that is actually blocked.
Oh, the sacral. And that's right. And where is the sacral?
The sacral is right above the root chakra.
Above the, so is that more like the kidneys?
No, a little below the kidneys.
A little below the kidneys.
That's interesting.
Right. No, I find that really interesting.
It's right below. So
So there must be an emotion that I remember Louise Hay's book was about certain
feel
parts
your
of your
body and, well, yeah, and heal certain, your body.
But certain parts of your body match up with certain issues. So I'm wondering if you, is that what you do as well? You know what the issue is based on where the pain is?
Like, So say, for instance, if they have situations with their parents, which is, say, in the root chakra, or relationships or whatever the thing may be, you know, maybe an affirmation would say, I am safe and protected.
I like that.
Okay.
What is the sacral related to if someone's having sacral area issues?
It's all emotions.
emotions.
Wow.
It circles all, a fear of loss, fear of control. Fear
so is that
abandonment.
Like right okay. under your shoulder blades?
Excuse me?
Is that right under your shoulder blades? Is
no,
that
no, the sacral is right above the root chakra.
The sacral's in your back.
Yeah.
Above
it,
your spine. Okay. And then she's saying yep. that sacral could be related to your shoulder.
Now, the shoulders could be the throat, okay? It could be not being able to speak your truth. It could be not being able to say something out of fear.
Mm. Oh, that's
you know, if
interesting.
If someone is married to a narcissistic individual, for instance, do you think that their throat chakra is going to be congested? Of course, because you're afraid to say anything. And that could be a situation where it affects the shoulders.
Yeah, that's. I really appreciate that information. I'm going to share that with my friend because my
yeah,
friend is really
absolutely.
Struggling with
wow.
the shoulders.
Barbara, this has been really, it's been really interesting.
Really
we'd love to have you back. We'd
in
love
person.
To have you in studio,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, we want an energy healing
I
in person.
Know, exactly. anyways, how do people find out about you?
You can, well, if anyone is interested in purchasing the book, they can actually go on Amazon.
Okay.
And it's called Gentle Energy Touch, The Beginner's Guide to Hands-On Healing. And you can email me at Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A, E, Savin, S-A-V-I-N, at AOL.com. And my website is www.barbarasavin.com.
Great. Well, thank you so much for
thank
joining us on our show today. And if you could share our show with everybody, that would be great. We are at the end of our show. Wow.
Went so fast.
It was an awesome show.
It
was great. And of course, we always end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. Never let a stumble in the road be the end of your journey. And if you are stumbling right now and there's something that's going on, you know what? Grab your support team and really hold it together. Find people that love and support you, and don't think that it ends here. We're going to be able to get through this together. We thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Recovery, The Kim Pagano Show. Sherry Gaba, Tom, and everyone, have
thank
a
you.
Great rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you later.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley.